So I have a new project out. It's called Beneath and Beyond, and it's a set of cards for reflection. It is cards for reflection and conversation about our relationship to this earth, loved ones, friends, and to ourselves. And this project was done with the Australian actor and activist Fiona Cork. The way it came about was, gosh, probably 16, 17 years ago, I was at a restaurant in Arcata with my mom, Arcata, California, with my mom, and they had Trivial Pursuit cards at the table. I thought that was a really good idea to waste time while you wait for your food. And I started thinking, what if you had a card set, though, that was something that was more serious conversations, that wasn't literally trivia? And, you know, that idea sort of percolated around for a few years. And then I don't remember when it was, probably 2006 or seven. So after Endgame, after Thought to Exist in the Wild, I think it was right after that, I had a few months where I didn't really have any more ideas poking up for books. So I assembled about 1,000 questions. And then it kind of sat there, and there were a couple abortive attempts at making the thing happen, but then they didn't. And then maybe a year ago, the questions just sort of sat, and then maybe a year ago I was chatting with Fiona, and she looked at the questions, really liked them, and winnowed them down to 200, 196, and improved them, and then designed them, and we put them out. And it's 100 cards, and one side is beneath, and the other side is beyond. And it's the text that goes with it is, beneath and beyond all our beliefs are social structures, beneath and beyond who we believe we are, beneath and beyond our questions are answers if only we knew how to really listen. Our hope was that these cards can be a useful guide to discovering more about ourselves and our place in the world and in the lives of others, both human and non-human. And our desire is that these questions may evoke reflection, conversation, and discussion about what's most important to our relationship to this earth, to our friends and loved ones, and to ourselves. So it's questions like the very first question. I'll do the first question or two, and then I'll grab a couple of random questions. The first question is, what do you love, and what would you do to defend it? I guess you can't really see it. And then, oh, so one side is more social, and the other side's more personal. The first question on the back is, what is it like to be you? Another question. What is your favorite place in the world? What did it look like 100 or 500 years ago? What will it look like in 10 or 50 years? Question on the back. What power do you have to stop this culture from killing the planet, or more locally, from destroying someplace you love? So here's a random one. Look around the room. Do you know how to make any of the objects you see? Did you make any of them? Do you know who made them? Or on the back, have you ever experienced a state of grace? Define how you would like. And I'll do one more. If you knew you wouldn't get caught, would you steal $1 million from a large and especially nasty corporation? On the back, what makes you angry? And so the idea is, we thought that these would be fun for a party game, or one of the ideas I had, it might be kind of fun to do it for speed dating, because I can see a lot of these questions. Do you believe humans are more intelligent than non-humans? So I can see a speed date where you ask that question, the person says, yeah, humans are really smart and everybody else isn't smart. It's like, okay, thanks, bye. We'll try somebody else. The back of that one is, do you view the world the same way your parents did, or have you gone a different direction? Has it been difficult? What have you gained and lost? It's really interesting. And I think, you know, I'm sort of doing these cards a disservice by just reading a whole bunch of them at once, because the real point is to, and I know somebody who's already gotten them, and she says what she does is she takes one of them out every day, and then she goes out into the forest when she's doing the things around her home, and she just like thinks on it for a half an hour. And that's really, I mean, I guess however you use it is great. But anyway, so that's the new project. Another question. Do those in power have your best interests at heart? That's an easy one. Who would you be if you were really, if you were who you really are? Anyway, so there's the new project. So I think the way to end this little introduction to these cards is just with more questions, because questions are the point of the whole project. So I'll end with two more questions. Have you ever walked a clear-cut forest? What did it feel like? And this is a great one to end on. What's the most courageous thing you've ever done? So I'm Derek Jensen. Buy these cards. Enjoy them.